Proverbs Day 20, Wisdom from God. The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, NIV. We should always be learning and growing. We should always be seeking after wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James chapter 1, verse 5, NIV. The book of James was written by James, Jesus' brother. It was written to Christians living among Gentiles. The purpose is to teach them how to live for Christ. Wisdom comes from God. We ask for it, and God gives it to us. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, NIV. 1 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth. It was a church of Gentiles, and Paul is teaching Gentile Christians how to live for Christ in a corrupt world. When we read 1 Corinthians, we are learning how to live for Christ in a world that largely looks like our world today. We believe as Christians that Jesus was crucified, he died, and was resurrected. It is a belief that is not natural to our world. We seek wisdom from God, and we acknowledge that it will not line up with the culture. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and Greeks. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 25, NIV. The Jews believed that Christ would be a warrior king and would reestablish the throne of David. The Greeks didn't believe in life after death. Christ was rejected because of their expectations. We seek God's wisdom in submission because we acknowledge that wisdom from God will not line up with the world's standards and intellect, and that we don't even have the ability to comprehend the vastness of the knowledge that exists in God. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James chapter 3, verse 17, NIV. Wisdom that comes from God is going to produce good fruit in our lives. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 13, NIV. We can tell wisdom from God in a person by the person's character.